Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Coming to a city near you soon, a public health emergency has been declared in Long Beach, California, following a tuberculosis outbreak that resulted in one death and 9 hospitalizations. The outbreak began among a group staying at a local hotel. I wonder if the group was illegals, but it doesn't say. They were staying at this local hotel, exposing around 170 people to the illness. The city health officer has declared a public health emergency, but just remember the risk of TB for people who live, work, study, or visit in Long Beach remains very, very low. Now, last year, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned that tuberculosis cases reported across the United States appear to be returning to levels seen before the COVID-19 pandemic. Many tuberculosis cases may have been missed, misdiagnosed, or delayed during the pandemic. Isn't that weird? Now, tuberculosis. What happens? Well, it infects the lungs and can cause coughing, chest pain, and fever. It's characterized by coughing up blood or mucus. You don't want it, is really what they're telling you. It is curable, treated with standardized course of drugs that include antibacterial medicines. And it can also be prevented with protocols such as, screening, vaccination, make sure people who are infected finish their course of treatment. But, you want to stay away from the air of someone coughing tuberculosis at you. But it's just one city, Long Beach. It's out in California. It's one place, one hotel. We don't know where it's at because we, of course, want to protect patient privacy and comply with regulations. But if people staying at the hotel or who may have otherwise been exposed will be contacted by the health department. So I guess there's nothing to worry about. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Sad news has been announced today. Miss USA has relinquished her crown. I know. Noella Voigt has said that, I'm stepping down. I can't do this anymore. I need to preserve my mental health. And nothing is so hard as to be Miss USA. You and I both know that. It's such a difficult task to go around and be pretty every day. And so she's representing Utah, or she was representing Utah, I guess she still does, with pride. And the Miss USA, Miss Universe, Noella Voigt said that, sadly, I've made the very tough decision to resign from the title of Miss USA. Never could have I imagined the journey that my childhood dream would take me on. She's 24 now, but she said with hard work and dedication all led me to where I am today. Yeah. Crazy and can't do the job. I hope that the last 7 years of competing in pageantry and sharing my journey with you is something that inspires you to never give up on your dreams, whatever they may be. Eternal gratitude fills my heart when I think about the platform I was given to make a difference. I'm not going to use it anymore because I can't. I've got to preserve my mental health, but connect with people all over the world. And I just deep down, I know that this is just the beginning of a new chapter for me. Yeah, it is a new chapter of not being Miss USA and stepping down. Okay, but she made the choice to prioritize her mental health. And you need to advocate for yourself and others by using your voice and never be afraid of what the future holds, even if it feels uncertain. So she claimed, I know it's going to come as a shock to many. I get it. But I can't compromise my physical or mental well-being. And our health is our wealth. Can we quote you on that? Noella Voigt? Yeah, okay. Our health is our wealth. So I don't know what they're going to do. I haven't heard word from the Miss USA pageant. I guess number two, the runner-up last year, is now Miss USA. Now, that was Miss Hawaii, so I guess she is now Miss USA, unless she turns it down. I don't know why she would. She was runner-up, and now she gets to have the title, right? They give her the crown, and she gets to be Miss USA. So congratulations to Miss Hawaii, who gets to be Miss USA from today until the next Miss USA contest, because no yellow voit couldn't do it any longer. Speaking of stepping down, I see where the head of ABC, Kim Godwin, ABC News president, she stepped down this past weekend, Sunday night to be exact. She said that she's decided to retire from broadcast journalism. She wrote in an email to the staff on Sunday, "Anyone who's passionate about what we do knows there's no other business like it. So this was not an easy or quick decision, but after considerable reflection, I'm certain it's the right one for me as I look to the future and prioritize what's most important for me and my family." Now, ABC has not named a replacement for her, but she was the executive head of DEI at CBS before they brought her in as ABC News president. And she was under investigation for alleged incompetence at the position. They brought in someone in February to oversee the company, and that person said, this place is a nightmare. She is not doing the job at all. Even though she was the executive director for development and diversity at CBS News, which, by the way, if you watch the CBS News shows, you know that she did a great job there. Developing diversity at CBS News. And so the staff didn't like her. She wasn't involved in day-to-day operations. And so she is out at ABC News. And I'm sure she stepped down. Pretty sure the call was on Sunday afternoon. "Hey, Kim, look, I'll give you a chance to send an email and step down, or we're going to kick you to the curb, okay? So, good luck. God bless." You know, now would be a good time for Kim to think about getting a hold of Real Estate Agents I Trust. She's planning on moving. She's going to be looking for a new place, and she's definitely having a tough time leading. So, she needs someone that can help her out, and that's where Real Estate Agents I Trust comes in. I mean, years ago, the guy who started this, Glenn Beck, got so fed up with the agonizing idea that he couldn't find a decent real estate agent to sell his home. He figured that other people were having the same problem. So he started realestateagentsitrust.com. The Real Estate Agents I Trust pairs you with the best real estate agent in your area. Someone who knows the best practices, someone who understands the crazy housing market, someone who's a team leader, someone you can trust. So if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, or both, get in touch with them. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Real Estate Agents I Trust. The name pretty much says it all. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com. That's realestateagentsitrust.com. So Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta, has reportedly gifted himself a new birthday present. Now, his birthday's coming up on the 14th of this month. If you're listening live, today is the 7th of May, 2024, and I guess he turns 40 on the 14th. And he gifted himself a $300 million mega yacht, dubbed Launchpad. He cares so much about the environment. Well, he does care about the environment, which is why this yacht is only ranked the 45th largest yacht in the world. So, I mean, it's not the biggest. It could be a lot bigger. It is gorgeous, actually. And it was only $300 million. It's a 387 foot long vessel. Gorgeous. was designed by Espinoño International and boasts a steel hull and an aluminum superstructure. It has a navy blue theme matching an American flag perched proudly on its wood-paneled stern. It can comfortably fit 24 guests aboard, requires a crew of 48, and is said it costs about $30 million a year for upkeep and usage. And you can't have a mega yacht without a helipad. Well, you can if you're Jeff Bezos, because he just has another ship to follow his yacht that has the helipad and keep all his toys in. Oh, wait, so does this one. But this one only has the $30 million partner boat to keep the, you know, the toys on. So I'm sure that the main structure has a helipad there. Now, it was a Russian-commissioned mega yacht, and I thought there was some kind of sanctions going on. We couldn't get those yachts because of the Russian sanctions. Oh, he was granted special permission to have it imported just weeks ahead of his birthday. So it's docked in Florida. I don't know where it's at, if it's down there where Bezos keeps his 417-foot mega yacht docked, but we'll see how Zuck rides. But a happy birthday to Mark from Mark. You know, speaking of Jeff Bezos, I see where he's probably not too happy. He just moved to Florida. He and fiance Lauren Sanchez just moved to Florida, and the governor of Florida just signed legislation that's going to ban lab-grown meat and insects. Okay. Jeff cannot be happy. I mean, he and Lauren just invested like, I don't know, $60 million into sustainable protein, including cultivated meats. Yeah, the Bezos Earth Fund, chaired by Sanchez, the fiance, said, you know what? We're gonna give you, you know, $60 million right now, and we plan to have like a $1 billion commitment to expanding food production, that is cultivated meat, which is sustainable protein, including plant-based, fermented, and cultivated meats. Well, you can keep doing that, Jeff. No problem. But you're not going to sell it in Florida. I don't think Jeff is going to be moving from Florida no matter what, though, because remember, he bought two mansions at Billionaire Bunker because he was, bought the property there on Indian Creek Island. And then last month, it was reported that he bought a third multi-million-dollar estate, and he's going to live there while he knocks down the other two dumps and makes a bigger place. So he's not going anywhere. Whether he could sell his bug meat somewhere else, but he's got plans on the Billionaire Bunker, Indian Creek Island. You know, if you, like Jeff Bezos, have a house that you're going to be living in, you're going to knock down a couple just to, build a bigger place, you're going to need some shrubbery and some trees. So maybe you should go to fastgrowingtrees.com and see what they have and order what you need to make the place even look better. Before, obviously you have to live in the little shack that you just bought to knock down the other two dumps, but you got to be prepared. And you can do that by going to fastgrowingtrees.com. They have everything you could possibly want. Fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens. Oh my! It's the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. You can find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. In fact, I was perusing the old fastgrowingtrees.com website yesterday, and I'm looking at some Titan boxwood shrubs. I know. Don't look at me like that. I just think that they would look nice where I am planning on putting them. So I want some Titan boxwood shrubs. And they have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, and they offer free plant consultation forever. So I'm ready to go. And you could be too by simply going to fastgrowingtrees.com. This spring, you can get the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. Listeners to this show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code Jeffy at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code Jeffy at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code Jeffy. Now, some of these offers are valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. FastGrowingTrees.com, code Jeffy. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Be sure to follow me on my social media accounts at JeffyJFR on X, Jeff Fisher Radio on Facebook and Instagram. You can follow me Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher on my YouTube channel. You can email the show anytime, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. And you can always order a cameo from me at JeffyJFR on Cameo. That, of course, is not free, but just let me know whether you want me to be happy, glad, sad, mad, mean, and I'll take care of it for you. And that's the way Cameo works. I did get an email at chewingthefat@theblaze.com asking me to take a look at the most popular TV hosts of all time, according to a YouGov public opinion data on TV personalities. And a group called Stacker ranked 28 out of the top 28 out of 559 who had a 50% positive opinion rating or higher. And so the following list ranks host by positive opinion with ties broken internally at YouGov. Features a variety of hosts from game show hosts to news anchors and spans every decade of television. And some of these are, let's say, questionable. Number 28, Jack Benny. I mean, many people don't even remember who the heck Jack Benny is. Number 27, Cindy Crawford. What? Cindy Crawford. She did some stupid show, House of Style, an MTV series. I don't know that that counts, but they counted it. So she's 27th. As the host. Now, number 26, Mario Lopez. Now, Mario's been going for 100 years now. He's definitely still looks good for 100, that's for sure. There's not a lot of us out there that continue to look good at 100. Al Roker. What? Al Roker doesn't count. He's part of a morning news show, and he does his little Thanksgiving parade thing. I guess he hosted Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and Celebrity Family Feud for a little bit. So, good for him. Oh, you know, speaking of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, just as a side note, that show is celebrating its 25th anniversary with a new season. Wow, hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. So, congratulations to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, 25 years. Wow. All right, let's move on. Number 24, Wayne Brady. Wayne Brady. I know, I like Wayne Brady. He started really becoming famous with Whose Line Is It Anyway? But that was with Drew. Anyway, it was really funny. And Wayne, I like Wayne. He's okay. And then you have Conan O'Brien, number 23. Conan, I've been watching some clips. He's in my algorithm on YouTube. And so I've been watching some of the older clips and interviews with Conan. He's pretty funny. I'm disappointed that I don't get to, his show is over. Although he's got his new show now where he's, I guess, traveling the world, and isn't that on HBO? Yeah, it's a Max special. It's called Conan O'Brien Must Go. It's a 4-episode international travel series that premieres on Max. So I think it's up already. 4 episodes. Wow, they went all out for Conan, huh? Number 22, Andy Rooney. Yes, Andy Rooney, famed from 60 Minutes with his reviews of everything. Julia Child at number 1. Nobody even remembers who Julia Child was. Howie Mandel at number 20. Yeah, I mean, he was Deal or No Deal, right? He's a judge on America's Got Talent. So, I mean, he's Mr. Big Shot now, Howie Mandel. Number 19, Jack Hanna. Jack Hanna, I mean, he was made famous from Johnny Carson, right? And Letterman. I guess they had him on Good Morning America, but that's after Carson and David Letterman made him famous from the San Diego Zoo. I think it was the San Diego Zoo. And then he did a few shows after he retired from being, head zookeeper or whatever his title was. Then we have number 18, Pat Sajak. Pat Sajak, yeah, of course. I mean, Pat, he's just wrapping it up now these days. I mean, he's Mr. Big Shot for Wheel of Fortune. Red Skelton, number 17. Now, Red Skelton was hilarious. I mean, he was on radio and television in the 30s, and then he did his Red Skelton Hour TV show. That was on for 20 years, And he passed away in 1997. Very sad, but he was a very, very funny man. Number 16, David Letterman. Yes, David Letterman. Congratulations. Made it into the top 20 anyway, didn't you, Dave? And Dave was great when he first started, no question. I still like Dave. It just, he turned into kind of a nightmare kind of guy, but I still like Dave. Number 15, Ed Sullivan. Ed Sullivan, he was a power magnet, man. His Ed Sullivan Show was from 1948 to 1971, and he was the man. You didn't want to mess with Ed Sullivan. Number 14, Bill Nye. Stop it. Bill Nye the Science Guy. I guess as a kid's show, Bill Nye the Science Guy, he was on for, I don't know, 5 years or something like that. And, he hosted his little stupid series and everybody loved him. And then he did his Netflix series, which we found out turned him into a climate change nightmare. But when he was doing, we should go back and watch the Bill Nye the Science Guy episodes. Maybe those were a nightmare as well. Then we have Joan Rivers coming in at number 13. Joan Rivers, the comedy genius of Joan Rivers and talk show host of the Joan Rivers Show. Yeah, she pissed off Johnny Carson, though. She should not have done that. That ruined her talk show days, man. She tried to go behind Johnny's back and do that show when she was filling in for him, and they were not having that. You don't want to mess with Johnny Carson. He's got to be number one on this list, right? He's got to be. Hello, Johnny Carson. Number 12, Jay Leno. Yes, Jay Leno hosted The Tonight Show from 1992 to 2009, and then again from 2010 to 2014. That's right. That's right. He came back and did his other little thing. That's funny. Number 11, Regis Philbin. Yes, Regis Philbin. Regis was live with Regis and Kathy Lee, and he did Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He was the original host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire 25 years ago now. Regis was tremendous. Number 10, now we're into the top 10 of the most popular TV hosts. Number 10, Casey Kasem. Yes, Casey Kasem, known for American Top 40. He did the TV version. He was the voice of Shaggy on Scooby-Doo. Casey Kasem, number 10 on the most popular talk host of all time. And who could forget Casey? And in the top 40.
Now, we're up to our long distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. They do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's a last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying. Boy, this is f***ing ponderous, man.
Casey Kasem, number 10, the greatest talk show host of all time. That quite possibly is one of my favorite bits of all time. It's Don on the phone. What happened to the pictures I was expecting? Just tremendous. Okay, number 9. Drew Carey is on the list. Yes, Drew, he had his own show. Then he did Whose Line Is It Anyway? And then he replaced the great Bob Barker, who, by the way, we have not mentioned. So Bob's got to be in this top 10 as well. He has to be. Hello, Bob Barker. So Drew Carey makes number 9. Number 8, Jeff Foxworthy. Yeah, I guess. You're smarter than a fifth grader, which I guess we're doing another one like that with Travis Kelce now, right? You're smarter than a sixth grader or whatever. But that show was worth it. And then the American Bible Challenge. And, you know, Jeff Foxworthy, I mean, he's awesome. I've seen him live perform before. I mean, he's awesome. Number seven, here we go. My man Bob Barker. Yeah, I knew you have to give it to Bob. Hello. He was on television. The Price is Right from 72 to 2007. He was doing shows, you know, 100 years before then, too. You're talking about Bob Barker, man. He was awesome, a legend. Then we have Dick Clark. Number six, yes, Dick Clark, hello. I mean, American Bandstand from 1956 to 1989. And then he did his Rockin' Eve, and I mean, his company has been a part of just monster events. So Dick Clark, obviously, number six. Number five, Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey has hosted his own show, his podcast. He's done his radio show. I mean, Steve is a big guy. He did Family Feud and Celebrity Family Feud. Some great stuff from those shows. Steve Harvey definitely belongs on the list, no question. Number four, Walter Cronkite? We're counting a news guy from CBS, the Evening News? Okay, I mean, I know he reported some big stuff over the years, and he's Walter Cronkite, but he deserves to be an all-time TV host? I don't know. Okay, well, fine, whatever. Whatever you want, Walter Cronkite, number four. Number three in the list, Johnny Carson. Johnny Carson is not number one. Are you kidding me? Johnny Carson is not number one on this list. Come on now. He did The Tonight Show for 30 years. And he ran NBC. He hosted like 8,000 episodes. Are you kidding me? Number two, Steve Irwin. Okay, I mean, I get it. I get it. The Crocodile Hunter. We love him. And it was, you know, he's a niche guy. But above Johnny Carson, I think not. But okay. And number one, Alex Trebek. Well, all right. I mean, Alex, it's kind of recency bias like for Alex. I mean, he was, you know, he just died where Carson, you know, died back in, heck, did Carson die? 2005. So everybody, you know, that's quite some time ago when you compare it to Alex Trebek. So he deserves, all right, I'll give you maybe Alex is number one, maybe, but Johnny Carson should be then number two, not number three. Sorry, Steve. I know you're the Crocodile Hunter and all, but no. Who died today? Who died today? Well, we'll begin with 51-year-old Aaliyah Lopez. Aaliyah Lopez, rest in peace, dead at the age of 51. Now, it was just, you may not know who Aaliyah Lopez was. She was a member of the hospital in Pittsburgh. And she was on her way to work, or on her way away from work, but she was walking down the road when a large metal steel drum escaped from a construction site, rolled down a hill, broke through a section of fencing, and ran over Aaliyah. The cylinder weighed about a ton. And so, according to emergency crews that were called to the scene, she didn't make it. I mean, we've all seen the Final Destination movies, right? I mean, there's like 1,000 Final Destination movies. This was probably a way in one of those movies where someone was killed. And this is exactly what happened to Aaliyah Lopez. Rest in peace, Aaliyah Lopez, dead by being run over by a steel drum from a construction site in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Rest in peace. I mean, maybe there's some footage. I have not seen any footage of this. There's got to be some footage of this happening. I don't know if she had headphones on. I don't know if it was a quiet steel drum. But you would think that a giant metal steel drum rolling down a hill would make some kind of noise. And so I'm not sure what all happened, but she definitely did not hear it and got run over. Very, very sad. Then we have Little Joe the Gorilla. Little Joe the Gorilla from the St. Louis Zoo, dead at the age of 26. Joe just died of a heart disease. And he'd been treated for heart disease, and he died of a heart attack overnight. Yeah, very sad. He was a wonderful personality, lovable, grumpy face, and they will be very sad at the zoo, and he will be greatly missed. Now, I will say this. You know, St. Louis Zoo was on the forefront of the COVID vaccine over the years, so it could have been that. Don't look at me. Don't look at me like that. I'm just saying. It's possible. They didn't say that, so I'm sure it probably wasn't that. I'm just throwing that out there. According to the director of animal health, one of the most common causes of death in gorillas is heart disease. I mean, they lost another one in 2015, and that was before, you know, the vaccine stuff. So it could have been that. Plus, we find out that they moved Joe's best friend, Juntu, to Chicago. And so he was exchanged for a 7-year-old. And now Joe is left without his best friend. I mean, it's possible that Joe, the gorilla, 26 years old, died of a broken heart at the St. Louis Zoo. So rest in peace, Joe, the gorilla, dead at 26. Okay, speaking of death, I mean, Mama Cass, who died back in 1974. And we all have believed that she choked on a ham sandwich, right? That was the joke. That's what we believed. That there's been jokes around the globe about Mama Cass choking on a ham sandwich and how she died. Well, the family's pissed. And they want to right the wrong. And they're saying enough is enough with these jokes, okay? There was a ham sandwich, but it did. She didn't eat it, and she didn't choke on it. Okay? She had a heart attack, and she died, okay? And so they're stop. Enough is enough with the ham sandwich choking jokes, okay? Just get over it, all right? She didn't eat it. She didn't choke on it. So enough with the jokes. And this is the daughter of Mama Cass. And so I get how she, you know, is upset and you're making fun of Mom. But it's way too late for that. I'm sorry. Owen Elliott Kugel, the daughter of the Mama Cass Elliott from the Mama and Papas. It's way too late to remove that from our verbiage around the globe. So sorry, but whether you like it or not, she choked on a ham sandwich. All right, did you see, look, no one supports zoos more than this show or me, clearly. I tell you about gorillas dying at zoos, for gosh sakes. But now we have an East China zoo in the Jiangsu province. Apparently has now painted two chow chow dogs. They dyed their hair black and white to resemble giant pandas and attract more visitors. So now they're just painting animals and saying, yeah, those are pandas. Now people are like, hey, that's really deceptive, and you led visitors to misunderstand what was going on. And they're like, no, we're not deceiving anybody. It's just a new display we offer to visitors, okay? We're not charging extra. The wording featuring chow chow dogs is correct and exactly describes what they are. So we're not cheating our visitors. We're just painting them up to look like pandas and have them running around like that for the zoo, okay? And for your experience. So why don't you shut up? So maybe coming to an American zoo near you soon is a chow chow dogs painted as giant pandas. And man, what fun that will be, won't it? So yesterday, we talked about the Boeing launch, the Starliner launch, that was supposed to blast off last night. And when I say supposed to, because it was canceled. It was about an hour, maybe two, before it was launch time. And they said, ooh, yeah, no, we're not going to launch tonight. They had two astronauts already on board, ready to go, the Boeing Starliner capsule, and they were ready to rock and roll. And then it was like, we've got an Atlas V rocket here just sitting on the launch pad, but we can't go right now. We've got to go ahead and evaluate an oxygen relief valve at the Centaur stage on the Atlas V. Our astronauts have now exited the Starliner and will return to crew quarters. So when are we going to launch? Are we going to launch today? We don't know. Are we going to launch tomorrow? We don't know. We're now targeting May 10th, 3 days from now. We're hoping that maybe we can launch by that time. So will it go off? I don't know. We made the joke about, it's a little dangerous to think about a Boeing rocket blasting into space with all that's going on with Boeing. But we'll see. We shall see. I mean, they've got a Boeing. I don't want to blame everything on Boeing because I truly believe that it is the airlines that are, neglecting maintenance on some of these planes. So it's not all Boeing's fault. But a lot of it is. And now they're facing a new probe from the FAA over the 787 Dreamliner model because they revealed that employees may have skipped some inspections and falsified records. Yeah, let's go ahead and check that out. But I'll tell you what, not that Starliner rocket. We didn't do that with the Starliner rocket. So we shall see what happens. SpaceX has actually been doing the job, and Boeing has not. So we'll see if we get a launch anytime soon from the Boeing Starliner. Okay, and we also talked about the Met Gala being last night, yesterday on Chewing the Fat, and they did have the Met Gala last night. There was no Caitlin Clark. There was no Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Angel Reese did show up, and apparently they didn't get the news because there was a picture there of Angel Reese and it didn't mention Caitlin Clark. So I thought the deal was anytime you mention Caitlin, that's right, it's reversed. Anytime you mention Caitlin Clark, you have to mention Angel Reese. But if you mention just Angel Reese, you don't have to mention Caitlin Clark. That's right. I'm sorry. I apologize. So it was only $75,000 a ticket, and it was fun. Look, it was beautiful. They all wore beautiful stuff. Did they? Yeah, some of it was really pretty. Some of it, it was not. But no Rihanna, no Blake Lively. We had some pro-Palestinian protesters near the event that got arrested, which was great. And we also had an AI image of Katy Perry at the Met Gala that wasn't real because she wasn't there and the picture and the whole image wasn't real. So we had that going for us from the Met Gala last night. So that was fun. Oh, and I got a new email scam sent to chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Okay, so this is the new scam. And I'm telling you, don't reply. All right, do not reply to these emails. All right, so this comes from some weird Gmail account, so it looks real, and it says, "Hello there. I'm sorry if this email appears out of the blue, but I think I might have accidentally sent you an email that was meant for someone else. Please let me know if you received it, and if so, please disregard it. Thanks for your understanding, Owen." This is Owen. I hope this email finds you well. I don't know an Owen. And for sure, all he wants is for me to reply, "Hey, no, I don't even know who you are, and I didn't get your accidental email." I guess if I reply, that means he's into my system. I guess. I don't know. I just know I'm not replying to it. That's not going to happen. Now, if you replied to Owen, let me know what happened. You can email me, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Let me know if you replied to Owen, if in fact he sent you an email, out of the blue by accident. All right, I'll leave you with this. It's kind of a joke thought for the day, but it's interesting. It's made my algorithm a couple of times, and I've smiled and kind of, softly LOL'd when I read it in my timeline. I've been a lot of places, but I've never been in cahoots. Apparently, you can't go alone. You have to be in cahoots with someone. I've also never been incognito either. I hear nobody recognizes you there. I have, however, been insane. They don't have an airport. You have to be driven there. I've made several trips. See what I mean? It's kind of a soft LOL.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.